meeting with regulators today and companies. How did that go?
Well, it went well. The bill rises that have been proposed today are the result of 14 years of Conservative failure when they allow money to be spent on bonuses and dividends instead of being spent on fixing the broken water infrastructure. And as a result, of that, all of our waterways are awash with unacceptable levels of pollution. That all changes with the election of a Labour government, and I am delighted the water companies have agreed to my initial measures to clean up our waterways, including ring-fencing investment that is intended and will be spent on fixing the sewage system and getting the pollution out of our water.
How do you get tough on regulation without scaring off investors, though?
Well, investors want to invest in a sector that is performing well for its customers. 14 years of failure under the Conservatives meant that money was being misspent on bonuses and dividends instead of being spent on fixing the broken infrastructure, and that is why there is so much public anger, understandably, at the extent of pollution in our waterways. Those investors want to know that a government is going to come in that will ensure fair and consistent regulation and delivering services that the public want to see.
Are you prepared to nationalise Thames Water if necessary, if it comes to that?
Nationalising any of the water companies would cost billions of pounds and take years, potentially. I want to get to work quickly to clean up the unacceptable levels of pollution that are so outraging the public when they see it in their rivers, in their lakes and in their seas. Nationalisation would slow that down and cost money we do not have. The best way to achieve our outcomes is to ensure there is tough regulation, and I'm delighted the water companies agreed today to my initial measures to place them under new prescriptions, including ring-fencing money, so that it will be spent on fixing the broken infrastructure, not on bonuses and not on dividends.
So it sounds like a no to nationalisation if it comes to it.
No, it would cost billions of pounds, slow down cleaning up our waterways. I want to get on and clean up the water as fast as we can. Toughening regulation is the right way to do that.
Should the public accept that they might need to pay higher bills in future given the scale of investment needed and the higher costs of running the business?
The increases in bills proposed today are the result of 14 years of Conservative failure. If they had taken the measures that I'm announcing today when they were first elected, we would not be in a situation today either with the high bill rises or with the level of pollution in our waterways. I sat down today with the water executives and agreed an initial package of measures, including ring-fencing money intended for investment in fixing our sewage system and cleaning up our rivers so it cannot be diverted and spent on bonuses and dividends in the way that the Conservatives allowed.
You mentioned the Conservatives, but it's a Labour government that is now dealt with the task of fixing it. So do you accept that the public will have to pay not higher bills, not just now, but in the future as well?
Well, Labour is cleaning up the Conservatives' mess in more ways than one when you look at what is flowing through our rivers. Now, the higher bills that are being proposed are the result of 14 years of Conservative failure. The measures I'm putting in place today are to ensure that can never happen again. This is a reset moment. Every penny that is being earmarked for investment in fixing the sewage system will be spent on fixing the sewage system. It will not be diverted into bonuses and dividends in the ways that the Conservatives permitted. Everything changes today.
Brilliant. And then just two questions on today. Do you understand the pressure many in Parliament feel to ditch the two-child benefit cap? And is that something Labour will do in the future?
Of course we understand the pressure for that. Of course we understand the difficulties that families face because of the wider cost of living crisis. But it is absolutely essential that this Labour government and maintains strict spending controls, because we have to stabilise the economy after 14 years of Conservative chaos, because it is that chaos and the way that they crashed the economy that has left families hurting so much. As we grow the economy, we will be able to spend the additional income on other things that we want to achieve for this country.
But no plans in the immediate future?
As I said, we will maintain tough spending measures, because if we don't, we run the risk of crushing the economy in the way that the Conservatives did, and it is that that has inflicted financial misery on so many households up and down our country.
And then on Sunday, if England win the Euros, should we have bank holiday?
Well, I'm sure we'll all find ways to celebrate. I don't want to get ahead of the game in this case. Let's see how it goes. Let's cheer our boys on and let's hope for the very best.